Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, you're swinging down the lane with David Miller. Today, a special welcome to listeners to station KITC in Gilchrist, Oregon. Every once in a while, I get the urge to bring myself up to date on the latest news of the music industry. Try as I may, I'm badly behind. But today, we'll run through the September 10th issue of Downbeat magazine. That's September 10th, 1947, and there's lots of news to cover. Page one is a shocker. Banner headline reads, TD and BG swap blows on set. That would be Tommy Dorsey and Benny Goodman, of course. Let's read part of the column written by Eddie Rowan. And I quote, "The Los Angeles Examiner, in a screaming 8-column, 72-point headline, August 23rd, proclaimed, Tommy Dorsey knocks down Benny Goodman in fist fight. And it was true, according to those who stood on the sidelines. Tommy floored Benny with three well-aimed blows after the two famous leaders exchanged hot words at a recording session on the Samuel Goldwyn lot, where both had parts in the film A Song Is Born. Although Benny only got in a few kicks to Dorsey's effective punches, observers of the battle assured non-attendants that the trombonist and the clarinetist did mix it up, disproving many reports that the battle was a framed publicity stunt. Such reports, for the most part, filtered in from the East. The consensus of the closest observers at ringside revealed these facts. Goodman arrived 2 hours late on the studio soundstage, where he, Dorsey, Charlie Barnett, Louis Armstrong, and others were to cut tunes for the film. Benny ad-libbed the ending of one of the numbers. There was an exchange of words between Dorsey and Goodman. Emil Newman, the musical director, intervened. Tommy is quoted as having said, We got here at 9 after working late. Maybe you can sleep, but we'd like to get this thing over with. Benny reportedly grumbled some unprintables. Tommy unloosed his 1-2-3. Benny went down, got up, and went home. Well, I'd always heard that Tommy had a short fuse, but they should have settled their disagreement on the bandstand. That's what we'll do today. Take the same tune and see what Tommy and Benny can each do with it. The tune? It's a familiar one. Alexander's Ragtime Band by Irving Berlin. First Tommy, then Benny. Thank you. Which one did the better job on that tune, Tommy or Benny? I'll leave it to you to decide. They weren't always at odds with each other, apparently. Listen to an excerpt from the Tommy Dorsey radio show in 1946, originating in Hollywood.
We've got our brass all polished up tonight to welcome the King of Swing, a stick waver who bats a thousand, whether he's lifting his liquor stick for the rug cutters or catering to the Carnegie Hall clientele as a classical artist. Currently pitching for the Parquet Pounders at the Meadowbrook Ballroom, and available Monday nights as star of the Victor Borge Show, the greatest kind of player in America, Benny Goodman.
Thank you, Tommy. Tommy, I had no idea you thought I was the best clarinet player in America.
Of course, I meant to say Benny Goodman, America's greatest clarinet player by that name. My brother Jimmy plays the clarinet, too. I can't ignore him.
Oh, why not? You ignored him for 5 years.
Don't believe those stories about me, Benny. After all, my life is an open book.
Yes, I heard the sixth chapter was banned in Boston.
Jimmy and I are the best of friends. Well, we just finished playing an engagement together at the Casino Gardens Ballroom.
Yeah, I know. I'm playing an engagement just a few miles away from you at the Meadowbrook.
Let's not mention that word too often.
I'm sorry, Tommy, but you mentioned the Casino Garden.
Well, that's different. The manager forces me to do it.
Yeah, but if I'm not mistaken, you're the manager.
Well, that's why I forced myself. But look, Benny, I thought maybe I might get you to come over there to play an engagement.
Not me. I've heard you pay the orchestra off in halibut.
That's a lie, isn't it, Wendell?
Why, certainly. Pays them off in mackerel.
Tommy, you know I wouldn't argue with you about money.
Benny, why argue about money? It's the root of all evil. You should read Shakespeare.
I read Petrillo. My band doesn't play for peanuts. My band is worth their salt.
Okay, Tommy, we'll pay you off in salted peanuts.
I'm sorry I got you into this, Niles. Look, Benny, with Benny Goodman teaming with Tommy Dorsey, it would mean box office.
Or as Variety would put it, BG plus TD means BO.
Look, Tommy, did my manager say I wanted to work for you?
No.
Did my publicity man say I wanted to work for you?
No.
Did my agent say I wanted to work for you?
No.
Then let's keep it on that basis.
Well, if you won't play that for me, I'll get Lewis to take your place.
You mean Ted Lewis?
No, Joe Lewis. Everything he hits is flat anyway.
Look here, Dorsey, if you didn't have your glasses on, I'd...
You'd what?
I wouldn't recognize you, that's what.
I suppose... I suppose the only reason you won't play in my ballroom with me is because I stole Ziggy Elman, my trumpet player, away from you.
Oh, no. Ziggy explained to me when he went with you that he just wanted to get away from the big time for a while.
You had another good man you let get away, too. Harry James. Whatever became of him?
Oh, he got married, I think.
Anybody we know?
No, but we'd like to.
Well, for the last time, Goodman, will you play at my place or won't you?
No, I need a great band like yours.
That's my line.
That's your line? Yeah.
Will you play at my place or won't you, Benny?
Is there any other excuse I need to give you? That's my line. Then.
That's right.
All right. We really lost that up. Go ahead.
I'll have you know that the Casino Gardens is a very swanky place. Why, I even pick up towels for the washroom monogram CG.
CG? Oh, for Casino Gardens.
You know, Cary Grant.
Does he come down there to hear the band?
No, just comes down there to wash his hand.
Well, Benny, if I can't talk you into playing at the casino, let's not lose any more time having you play here. What'll it be?
A little thing called clarinet.
Okay, if you like it, I'm sure we will. Bounce it, Benjamin, bounce it. Thank you. That was wonderful, Benny. Wonderful. Would you like to go around again?
How about you taking the turn, Tommy?
You can't get out of it that way, Benny. Around here, we make our guests work for their dough.
Well, if you insist, I'd like to play Dinicu's Horace Staccato, a Romanian violin solo adapted by Yasha Heifetz.
Oh, why not play something hot?
Oh, hot music steams my glasses.
Benny brings us up to a boil, Wendell. Go ahead and light the gas, Benny.
That proves that Tommy Dorsey and Benny Goodman could indeed play nicely together. On page 2 of Downbeat, we learn that Peggy Lee has signed to join a radio show starring Jimmy Durante, thus ending a successful joint appearance with Woody Herman on a weekly program, CBS's Summer Electric Hour. Too bad, because she and Woody seem to get along very well, as evidenced by their collaboration on Up a Lazy River. The guitar passage is provided by Dave Barber, Peggy's husband at the time.
Say, Peg, this is just like one of those movie travelogues. You know, at the end when the man says, "And so I say farewell," and the sun starts sinking, and the boat starts moving. Well, we're about to push off, too.
Well, let's row, Woodrow.
Ship ahoy.
Up a lazy river by the old mill run.
That lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun.
Linger in the shade of a kind old tree.
Row away your troubles, dream a dream with me.
Up a lazy river where the robin sun
awakes a bright new morning, we can loaf along.
Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy we can be. Up a lazy river with me.
Thank you.
Lazy River, Peggy Lee, Woody Herman. You're swinging down the lane with David Miller. Today, running through the pages of a 1947 issue of Downbeat, gathering the latest news. On page 6, there's a column by Bill Gottlieb, the man who did such a wonderful job taking candid photos of jazz musicians. Seems he went to 52nd Street in New York to gather opinions about the music style that was beginning to loom big in the mid-40s, then called bebop, later shortened to bop. Between sets at the Downbeat Club, he interviewed Dizzy Gillespie, who said, "Bebop is a way of phrasing and accenting. The accent is on the upbeat. Instead of uba, it's uba. Different chords, and lots of flatted fifths and ninths. There's lots more to it, but just now I can't think of what." Well, all right. It was seldom that Dizzy was found speechless, but he always could talk through his horn. And so we listen now to him, his orchestra, and Groovin' High. It's based on the chord structure of the 1920 best-selling tune, Whispering. Thank you. There's a social note on page 10 of Downbeat. I see where Dick Stabile, band leader, has married Trudy Irwin, singer. They tied the knot at Lake Tahoe, California. Wonder how they met. Trudy was a standout singer with another band, Kay Kaiser's outfit, and then went out on her own. We can't bring them together in a joint recording session, so the next best thing is to hear Stabile, his saxophone, and his orchestra play I'll See You in My Dreams, and follow up with Miss Irwin, Mrs. Stabile, and My Funny Valentine.
Each day, Valentine's
Husband and wife, Dick Stabile, bandleader, and Trudy Irwin, vocalist. Romance was in the air back in 1947. It was rumored that vocalist Joe Stafford and bandleader Paul Weston would soon hear wedding bells. Downbeat was right about that when I interviewed Miss Stafford in 2007, 60 years later. She was addressed by her housekeeper as Mrs. Weston. She had been a widow for 11 years at that time. Listen to her with her husband's orchestra and My Romance. A regular feature of Downbeat was a review of the latest recordings. They used eighth notes instead of stars to rate the discs, with four notes meaning tops, three notes tasty, two notes tepid, and one note tedious. Gene Krupa scored two notes with Gene's Boogie, with Carolyn Gray on the vocal.
Hey, Gene, how about a little of that bebop?
No, that's not the switch.
Well, then, how about a little swing?
Swing's not the thing.
Well, then, Daddy-O, how about laying down a little of that boogie-woogie?
Now, man, that'll live.
Well, Gene, give.
Thank you.
boat.
It's James Boogie. It's James Boogie.
It doesn't go sweet, but it jumps with a beat.
It's James Boogie.
A fool and his money are soon parted, they say. A fool and his money are soon parted, they say. But I know a lot of fools who still got plenty to do. When Gene beats the skin, turns on the grin, everybody's knocking to get in.
Recording sounds like? Downbeat was pretty stingy with that high praise, but Claude Thornhill reached the top level with Early Autumn, with a vocal by Fran Warren. Here's what the reviewer had to say. Early Autumn is the most attractive thing Claude has done in a long while. The band, the leader's piano, and vocalist Fran Warren's projection of the meaningful lyrics give a superb tune and excellent interpretation. Miss Warren is rapidly developing into a top band vocalist. And the arrangement can well be a lesson to young writers how not to overwrite, yet obtain full melodic and rhythmic values. Quite an endorsement of that recording. Let's listen to it.
like withered dreams, they drift away. I only hope some spring may bring some joy to fill this empty thing that has become my heart since we're apart in this early
by the Claude Thornhill Orchestra. And as you've already figured out, this isn't the Early Autumn that was written by Ralph Burns for the Woody Herman Band. You're swinging down the lane with David Miller. Before we continue to catch up on our reading, another trivia question for you. Rimsky-Korsakov wrote the melody Song of India. Who wrote the lyrics? Answer next week, as we mark the 100th anniversary of the birth of Frankie Lane. Back now to a review of top recordings of 1947. Here's one that was awarded three notes, the King Cole Trio providing a musical answer to an earlier Gene Krupa record entitled What's This? Nat Cole says, That's What, and delivers it, complete with a scat chorus. In 1947, Capitol Records brought together an all-star roster of musicians for a single record session. They were called the Hollywood Hucksters and included the likes of Benny Carter, Charlie Shavers, Red Norvo, and Benny Goodman. They provide a swinging version of Them There Eyes. Thank you. Hollywood Hucksters in a recording session. And look who just joined the group. It's Stan Kenton. He and Benny Goodman go at each other on a ditty called Happy Blues.
Happy am I. Happy am I.
Now my name is Stanley Kenton. I feel so good I want to sing, sing, sing.
So what? My name is Benny Goodman. You're trying hard but you don't swing, swing, swing.
They say, you know, some folks mistake me for another guy named Bing, Bing, Bing.
Now Stan, I beg your pardon.
Watch that laugh.
Your reputation is really great, great, great. But if that's artistry and rhythm,
watch out now.
Don't serve me up another plate, plate, plate.
You might be the king of the clarinet, Ben, but as a singer you don't rate, rate, rate.
That goes double. Got a band, the features 19 brass, when they hit a clinker, you call it progressive jazz.
It's a good thing you said jazz. Now watch it, Mr. Goodman. Be careful what you say, say, say. You know, I know exactly what you're doing. You're giving me that BG ray, ray, ray.
Now listen, old man Kenton, leave us no hear more from you, you.
Oh, now, come on, Mr. Goodman. I could ask the same thing, too. You know that's true, too.
You are so right, Mr. Kenton. We can't sing blues when we're not blue, blue, blue. We've got those happy blues, blue, blue.
Fun to listen to, and also the answer to last week's trivia question. And by the way, if you think you know the answer to this week's question, which was, who wrote the lyrics for Song of India, go to our website, swingingdownthelane.com. Who knows, you may be the winner of a valuable prize. 1947 was a significant year in big band history. GIs had come back home from World War II, married, and began raising a family. People didn't flock to the ballrooms as much as had been the case for the preceding 10 years, but the music played on regardless. A regular feature of Downbeat was a page that told you where your favorite band was playing that week. Here's just a partial listing. Desi Arnaz, Lucille Ball's husband-to-be, at the Paramount in New York. Charlie Barnett at the Rendezvous in Salt Lake City. Henry Bussey at the City Auditorium in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Carmen Caballero at the Meadowbrook in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. Jimmy Dorsey at the Palladium in Hollywood. Count Basie at the famed Apollo Theater in Harlem. And Claude Thornhill at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. The word coming out of New Orleans, though, is more disheartening. On page 17, we read a column mourning the paucity of good jazz music in the cradle of jazz. As a record shop owner said, Guy Lombardo records sell best. Of course I stock a lot of jazz items, but I wouldn't get rich on them. One person bucking the trend was George Lewis, an old-timer who appeared on Saturday nights at Manny's Tavern on Murray Street. Let's have a taste of his style as his group plays the Mahogany Hall Stomp. That was George Lewis and a group of jazz musicians from New Orleans, part of a fast disappearing breed of musicians in that part of the country. That's all for this week. We've now caught up on all of the news from Downbeat, September 10th, 1947. For a playlist, go to our website, swingingdownthelane.com. And while you're on the website, why don't you try your hand at our trivia quiz? Maybe you'll be the winner and get a valuable prize. We also have a blog and a message center where people who are very knowledgeable about the big band era exchange comments. It's all right there at swingingdownthelane.com. Next week, we're going to have an all Frankie Lane program celebrating the 100th anniversary of his birth. It'll include some excerpts from an interview that I did with him at his home several years ago. Tune in and go swinging down the lane with David Miller.
This is Bob USO Hope on WYYR.com. So thanks for the memory. We love to hear great songs and dream of Dorothy L'Amour's sarongs. And I want to tell you, you can't do better than listening to our kind of music on some of the great, great programs here on WYYR.com, Yesteryear Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jan Eberle, your host of the Swing Museum. When I was a little girl, I traveled a lot during the 1960s with my father, Ray, and the Glenn Miller Reunion Group. Paula, Tex, and the Mods became, well, my second family. And it was during those early years that I began to not only understand what the music was about, but the passion from those of that era. It was indeed an era like no other. I've been a big band singer since about the age of 19 and hosted my first radio program in 1982. Today, I'm proud to bring you the Swing Museum. It's a fabulous combination of early big band music, vocalists, and occasionally today's artists performing our favorite standards from, well, yesteryear. I'm proud to represent Dad as his keeper of the flame, and I'm proud to perform tunes from the fabulous big band era. My brainchild, the Swing Museum, is a tribute to those who have expressed their music, their passions, and their undying dedication to an unforgettable era. I'm so pleased to have joined the WYYR family. They are very warm and talented folks, and I hope to do them proud. And I hope you will tune in Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for the Swing Museum, right here on WYYR. It is Yesteryear Radio. I'll keep a light on for you.
It's great fun to be with you every Monday night from 9 to 11 here in WYYR. I'm Dan Kennedy, host of Big Band Jump, heard each Monday night from 9 to 11. You'll hear not only the great performances by classic big bands, but the bands of today and the singers too, of course, and the stories behind the music. Big Band Jump, Monday from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WYYR.
Hi, I'm WYYR's Jan Eberle. Tune in to Swingin' Down the Lane with host David Miller. He keeps the big band sound alive with over 9,000 recordings. It's David Miller and Swingin' Down the Lane, Tuesday evenings, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on WYYR, Yesteryear Radio.
Welcome to America Swings. I'm your host, Torres Height Jr. For the next half hour, sit back and relax as we celebrate the music of the golden age of American entertainment. We are so fortunate to have back to the second for the second week one of Hollywood's great stars and singers, which we have discovered on this show. We've talked about her movies. Now it's time to discuss her current endeavors. Rhonda Fleming is with us in studio. We'll be right back with our spellbinding redhead after these brief messages on America Swings.
Music so wonderfully romantic and unabashedly fun. You could dance all night. That's what you get with a big band. Throw the party your friends will rave about for years with Horace Heidt and his Musical Nights. This immortal big band that's performed the world over, including at a presidential inaugural ball, could turn your next party into an event. Don't miss this opportunity to throw the party of a lifetime with one of the longest running big bands in music history. For bookings, call Daryl at Horace Heidt Productions at 818-995-6827. That's 818-995-6827. Call now or go to www.bigbands.com and book Horace Heidt and his Musical Nights. It'll be the party your friends will rave about for years. That's 818-995-6827.
If the music you hear on America Swings puts a smile on your face or takes you back to a special time of precious memories and happiness, you'll be thrilled to know that you can hear it 24 hours a day. That's right. Any music heard on America Swings is available for sale on the website bigbands.com. At bigbands.com, you'll discover the music that made America the music capital of the world. Recordings of big bands as well as current artists are available. Of course, you'll find the music of Horace Heidt Sr. and Jr. and the music of all the guests appearing on the America Swings radio show. CDs of each America Swings radio show are also available. So enjoy America Swings while it's on your local station. And then enjoy the music and the show again with CDs from bigbands.com. That's www.bigbands.com. Keep that smile and those precious memories going 24 hours a day at bigbands.com.
I'm Horace Heidt Jr., and this is America Swings. We're back with our guest, Rhonda Fleming. Rhonda, thank you for coming back and being on the show.
Oh, you couldn't keep me away. Delighted.
I am just still in awe of your singing, and we're going to hear more of your wonderful voice. But I wanted to, we didn't mention at all the television shows you did during your career. You did all the major guest starring shows like Wagon Train and Police Woman.
Yeah, I did. I got to sing on a couple of those.
Which ones?
Oh, gosh. One was a Wagon Train one, but I don't remember which, because I did about three of those, I think. I'll have to come back another time with some of the names.
Yeah.
Because it's been so long ago. But I loved television. You know, they used to say when the era that I was in, you couldn't do motion pictures and do television, too. But then that finally ended when people realized how important television was. And it was wonderful because it was faster and you didn't sit around for hours on a set. So I loved that. And I did this Red Skelton show several times and had fun with him and Steve Allen. And I did the Gershwin medley on the 1963 with Red Skelton. So sometime I'll come back and you could play that for her.
Oh, yes. And if you buy your CD from the website, rhondafleming.com, the Gershwin medley is on it. And I'm
right.
So sorry we didn't have time to
That's
do all
okay.
of it.
Okay, thank you.
But there's one show that my friend here, Pat, really loved, and it was called Waiting for the Wind. Tell us about that.
Well, it was a wonderful spiritual film, and my sister had unfortunately died of ovarian cancer, and I saw her through that for a long time. And when they called and asked me to do this show, it was very much in my heart, because the whole show is about how you move on to be with the Lord. But it was done so beautifully, and I was so happy that Pat did find that, because it is it's a touching one. And I had really made two films with that. Was the second one with Robert Mitchum, and one of the first ones was Out of the Past, which was more of a character part. And then all these years later, way later, we did this together, and he was wonderful in it, wonderful, and the little boy in it was wonderful. It's a beautiful film, beautiful film. I think it's out there, I guess.
Yes, I'm sure you can purchase it.
Waiting for the Wind.
Right. Well, I wanted also to talk about some of the other areas that you're involved with in your life. And one thing, I know you had your own business, or still do, but you started a business right at one time.
Oh, I've probably been involved in the past, but mostly my heart is with, I started my clinic at UCLA for women with cancer in honor of my sister. Then I moved on to work with Child Help, which is, for abused children.
Oh, my mother was a member of that.
Yeah.
With Yvonne Feddersen
yes.
Sarah O'Meara.
And they are up for an award, I think, of the big award, the Nobel Peace Prize, I think. They are,
really?
Yes, they've been nominated for that.
Wow.
So I'm just praying they get it because they're so deserving and Child Help is so deserving. So I'm on the board of that, or have been with them for years. The one that I have a Rhonda Fleming Family Center in Hollywood for women and children just coming off the street, out of cars, out of abused relationships, and I just love that. It's fabulous place for abused women. So I'm just involved with a lot of different things. I don't know. That's where my heart is today. And the fact that I can use whatever name value I have and have had, I can use it for good. That's what matters to me. And I'm feel like I'm doing God's work.
Well, I think it's just marvelous what you're doing. And I know you did you're a founding member of a group called Stop Cancer.
Yes.
That you founded with Dr. Armin Hammer.
Right.
What
right.
A fabulous man.
Oh, he was great. Stop Cancer is incredible because I believe so much in research, and we're just doing research all over the world. It's helping so many people and coming up with great. I think we're just going to really find the end. In another 10 years, we'll have the answers. But he was a most special man.
Well, I want to hear another most special song by you, and this one is called My Heart Cries for You, and this is a little different. It's not swing. It's kind of a little taste of rock.
Okay.
There's a little rock beat. What's the story behind this?
My Heart Cries for You. I think I did I do that in Vegas? I'm so mixed up whether it was Vegas or the album, but it's a swingy song, and I like it. It's one of my favorites. It has a good beat to it. So I don't know. I hope all your listeners will let me know by emailing me to rhondafleming.com and let me know if they've heard this whole show, and let me know how they liked it.
Okay, great. Rhonda, this is you singing My Heart Cries for You.
Chances
I'm Horace Hite Jr., and you're listening to America Swings, and that beautiful voice is Rhonda Fleming. Rhonda, I still can't get over how beautifully you sing. Now, you mentioned your mother.
My mother was a singer and sang on Broadway in New York for many years, and was a very famous model there first and then played on Broadway. And I inherited that from my mother, and there was no one else in my family that sang. My little great-granddaughter right now is singing, little Paige, so I'm looking forward to her future. But I worked at it from the time I was 14. I really trained and wanted to be a classical musical comedy kind of singer.
Yeah.
So for me to sing this kind of song was unusual, and I'm so glad that you like it.
It should have been a hit record, in my opinion.
Was it too late to go back?
No, it's never too late. But what you told me, I'm just amazed. You said you have perfect pitch.
I do, perfect pitch.
Well, that is a God-given.
I mean,
there's just a handful of musicians in my band that have that.
I know it was a
blessing. They know every note they're playing. They know what it is. They can hear a jet go by and they can tell you what note that is. You know?
I could never read music, but you could. I could sing that without even hearing the orchestra. It's just amazing. It would just come pouring out.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I just recommend that all the listeners to the show get a copy of that CD from your website. And, you know, we have a couple of more songs that I just knocked me out, but I wanted to talk more about your charitable activities, and we talked about child help, and we talked about your fellowship at the City of Hope. Did we talk about that?
No, but that, oh, I love City of Hope. I've been with them for years, and we just went to the opening of the new hospital, and it is fabulous. Fabulous. It just has the newest of everything. That's a great hospital. I'm also on the board now, the health board of the St. John's Hospital in Santa Monica. And St. John's is another. Those two hospitals are the best. And I just can't say enough about them. So I'm on the health board of there and have wonderful people that, you know, that are with me on it. And also that the PATH, People Assisting the Homeless, that I wanted to mention, because that's an incredible place in Hollywood that are taking men, women, and children off the street and letting them, not a hand out, but a hand up. They live there from 3 to 6 weeks, and by the time they leave, they have a job, money in their pocket, and they have a place to live. So it's only one of a kind. So I have that Rhonda Fleming Family Center there. So that's what's thrilling me today. Also, you're playing my music. It's just thrilling to hear that and just to know that God's using me for good works out there, too.
Well, that's what's thrilling me is hearing your music. So I just love it, and I wanted to ask you sort of a personal question about acting. You know, don't answer it if you think it's a bad question. But obviously, you are so incredibly talented. You are so beautiful that you know you must have a great deal of sensitivity. I mean, because you're so gifted. How in entertainment do you shelter yourself from the things that the people and the situations that aren't sensitive? You know what I'm saying? Am I?
I think so. God gave me that gift because I was untrained as an actress, but trained as a singer, and I'm doing songs that had to end up doing songs that I wasn't trained for. Shelter. I never had a problem. I was just a normal gal and just did what jobs they gave me to do in a studio system. They owned your life, and they if I didn't want to do something, I mean, once in a while I'd say, I don't think they like that role, then you'd go off salary, and that wasn't so good. So I learned to just do what I was told. I didn't have a problem. I just really was, I've learned to say no, you know, and I'd always saying yes to everything. I'll help with that, I'll do with this, because I want to do that, but I've reached a point in my life where I have to learn to kind of, you know, gauge myself a little bit better. I haven't had a problem with that. I'm very grateful.
That is wonderful. I mean, that's because I'm just so impressed by your beauty in everything you touch.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, your voice.
Thank
you. Your, no wonder this guy followed you around in a limousine. I mean, I can just see he's driving down the street. He looks over there.
Well, he
and all of a sudden he says, my goodness, there's something I've got to do here.
I said, what made you look at me like? He said, well, you had this long auburn hair and it was flying in the wind and you had no shoes and you were just running. And I just, you know, what happens? They're all out there. The agents are out looking for somebody like myself or Lana Turner or, you know, a stool at the drugstore or something, because the studio system, the studios all had little staples of would-be actors. So they would collect these people like myself, get them under contract, get them $75 a week, and they get their 10%. Well, heck, that's how they got some of their money. So I was just one of those kids that got lucky.
Well, we have another song then. I think this is my favorite. I'm not sure what band you perform this with, but it's called Baby Baby.
I think that was Skitch Henderson.
Skitch Henderson.
Yeah.
What a band.
Yeah, great.
Is there any...
And I did that
story
on, I did that
this.
On Vegas.
Oh, you did this in Las Vegas.
I did this in Vegas at the Tropicana Hotel when it first opened. Uh-huh.
Well, great. Let's give it a listen. Here's Rhonda Fleming singing Baby Baby.
Once I had a man, sweet as he could be. Once I had a man, and he was oh so right for me. Kind of sandy hair, eyes so soft and blue, that you couldn't help but care. When he looked at you, he called me baby. Baby, all the time. He said, baby, try to see. Baby, try to understand. Baby, you're for me. Honey, won't you take my hand? But I pushed him away, wouldn't let him near. I pushed him far away. Now I'm wishing I could hear him call me baby. Baby all the
Junior, this is America Swings, and you're listening to the Las Vegas Rhonda Fleming. I just love that song.
You know, Horace, what's strange? I was the first one to sing that, and I think the last one, they'd never heard the song when I sang it in Vegas. Then I was asked to do it on the album, so it's on the album. But no one's ever sung it, and nobody even knows the song. So I was so glad that, you know, it's there, that you played it.
Oh, it's just great. And your CD is going to be among my very favorites now.
Oh, Horace, thank you.
And you know, I can't get over how this has stayed hidden. You're such a major star at such a and you've worked with some of the greatest singers. I mean, Bing Crosby, certainly.
And unfortunately, I didn't get to do songs like these, you know, with Bing. They were very pretty songs, but not the original, Thou Swell, Thou Witty, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't have theirs. But this song, these kind of songs, I'm just so grateful to hear them, you know, today when they were done so long ago. And to know that people are going to be hearing them on your program.
Well, what a thrill for us. And I know, again, to contact your website, www.rondafleming.com. And you can write letters and talk to Rhonda.
Yeah,
and
we'll get a response.
Get a response.
Uh-huh.
That's wonderful. Well, you know, we're going to take one more break because I want to do this last song. And then we'll be right back on America Swings.
So wonderfully romantic and unabashedly fun. You could dance all night. That's what you get with a big band. Throw the party your friends will rave about for years with Horace Height and his musical nights. This immortal big band that's performed the world over, including at a presidential inaugural ball, could turn your next party into an event. Don't miss this opportunity to throw the party of a lifetime with one of the longest-running big bands in music history. For bookings, call Daryl at Horace Height Productions at 818-995-6827. That's 818-995-6827. Call now or go to www.bigbands.com and book Horace Height and his musical nights. It'll be the party your friends will rave about for years. That's 818-995-6827. Come home to a sanctuary, a lush paradise of tropical plants, azure pools, and trickling waterfalls. Come home to Horace Height Country Club Estates, 10 acres of luxury in the heart of Sherman Oaks. Enjoy the 18-hole three-par golf course, tennis court, four large swimming pools, and state-of-the-art health spa with masseuse on call, right in your own backyard. The Horace Height Country Club Estates are 10 acres of surprisingly affordable luxury within easy access of downtown, Beverly Hills, Hollywood, and Santa Monica. It's resort living in the heart of Sherman Oaks. You can return to an apartment or come home to your own private sanctuary in the Horace Height Country Club Estates. Call today for an appointment and see for yourself. Call 818-784-8211. That's 818-784-8211. Horace Height Country Club Estates. Resort living in the heart of Sherman Oaks. 818-784-8211.
I'm Horace Height Jr., and we're back with our guest, Rhonda Fleming, on America Swings. And unfortunately, Rhonda, we're running out of time, but I wanted to ask you one more question before we leave. I noticed on your website that you have many quotes from the scriptures.
Yes, I do. I'm so grateful to the Lord for all the blessings He's given me, the miracles I've experienced in my life. I really should write a book just on the miracles because I shouldn't even be here. And He's carried me all through these years. So I do put the scriptures. I hope that everyone can see that on theirs. I don't know some depending on their screen. But I do use scripture a lot because I believe in it. Yeah.
Well, I saw it, and, you know, one of the most beautiful ones, and I can't quote it exactly, was just to love, you know, just...
To love, yes, I can't either, Horace. But that's the biggest word, isn't it? Hope.
Yes.
It's two things, love and hope. And my sister taught me that when I started my clinic at UCLA to make it a place of hope. And that's what we did. And love, of course, is so important that we need more of that in our world. It's just so sad what's going on in our world. But if we can each one of us express love and hope to all those, and just, you know, that we do our part. We're all working for instruments for the Lord, and He can speak through us. And I just thrilled. We have our prayer groups at my home like every other month, and we have just people, whoever God wants to come. We have great speakers. So I'm just doing all I can to be a good steward, you know.
Well, I thank you so much for being on our show. You are just more beautiful than I could ever imagine. After hearing your singing, I got to tell you, I have a kind of surprise for our listeners because I have you singing the Star Spangled Banner, and you're being introduced by Chick Hearn at a Laker game.
Absolutely. It was the first opening of the Laker game, so I'm glad you're playing that.
So we're going to close the show with that.
Thank
Jason,
you, Horace. Thank you, Horace.
And thank you, Rhonda.
And I have never heard a better rendition of the national anthem than Rhonda did here in opening game this year. And if you want to record something beautiful, here she is.
Wonderfully romantic and unabashedly fun. You could dance all night. That's what you get with a big band. Throw the party your friends will rave about for years with Horace Height and his musical nights. This immortal big band that's performed the world over, including at a presidential inaugural ball, could turn your next party into an event. Don't miss this opportunity to throw the party of a lifetime with one of the longest running big bands in music history. For bookings, call Daryl at Horace Height Productions at 818-995-6827. That's 818-995-6827. Call now or go to www.bigbands.com and book Horace Height and his musical nights. It'll be the party your friends will rave about for years. That's 818-995-6827.
If the music you hear on America Swings puts a smile on your face or takes you back to a special time of precious memories and happiness, you'll be thrilled to know that you can hear it 24 hours a day. That's right. Any music heard on America Swings is available for sale on the website bigbands.com. At bigbands.com, you'll discover the music that made America the music capital of the world. Recordings of big bands as well as current artists are available. Of course, you'll find the music of Horace Height Sr. and Jr. and the music of all the guests appearing on the America Swings radio show. CDs of each America Swings radio show are also available. So enjoy America Swings while it's on your local station. And then enjoy the music and the show again with CDs from bigbands.com. That's www.bigbands.com. Keep that smile and those precious memories going 24 hours a day at bigbands.com.
Well, this is Jack Benny on WYYR.com.
Hey, boss, boss.
What is it, Rochester?
Well, you forgot to say yes to your radio.
Oh, all right. Well, it's on WYYR.com. Yesteryear Radio.
Yeah, but you forgot to say it, boss.
But Rochester, I just said it. Yesteryear Radio.
Well, you didn't say it the first time.
I know, Rochester. But I said at that time, this is Jack Benny on WYYR.com, Yesteryear Radio. Gee. Yes.